Hangout with Heather is brought to you by Sorbet Four Ways Mall, because you all deserve a sorbet spoil.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello there and welcome back to Hangout with Heather with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. I hope that your week has gotten off to a great start and you are managing to get everything done that you need to do before Christmas and everything closes and everybody heads away on holiday. So as usual, there is loads on the go in and around this beautiful city of Joburg that we live in. So let me get started straight away. I went through to the Garden of Lights at Emperor's Palace last night and I had an absolute blast. I felt about 5 years old again. It was an absolute, absolute joy. It is a magical, magical garden. It's just literally everything is lit up with lights. So it's located at the back of the D'Oriel Grand Hotel at Empress Palace. They've literally transformed the hotel gardens into a magical, magical festive wonderland. You walk through, there's mushrooms, there's little goblins and all sorts of stuff on the go. There's fairy tale characters. There's even a whole Cinderella's carriage with horses made completely out of lights. There's characters that are dressed up. It was absolutely, absolutely magical. I really, really had a blast. And then at the end, you pop out and there's a bit of a like sort of a food area and a fun fair as well. And in keeping with feeling 5 years old, I even went on the shells and laughed my head off. It was an absolute, absolute blast. As I said, there's stores selling food and beverages. There's some glow-in-the-dark paraphernalia, and you can also have a photo with Santa Claus, but that's only available on selected days, but you can also do family photos as well. So it's really something cool to do together as a family. So it is open from 7 in the evening till 10 in the evening daily, obviously weather permitting, and it is 25 rand per person to enter, with a portion of the proceeds being donated to cancer and the Pyrmont Children's and Education Trusts. If you're not sure about the weather or whether it's going to be open, do give them a call, 011-928-1000, just to make sure that the garden is open. But that was absolutely fantastic, the Garden of Lights at Emperor's Palace. Highly, highly recommend. Now, one of my favorite beer drinking spots, and I'm not really a big beer drinker, but on occasion I do enjoy a ginger ale, and I have been known to go out and have a beer on occasion. So one of my favorite beer drinking spots, the Beer House in Four Ways, has now opened a branch in Centurion. So more tasty beer joy if you base out towards the Midrand and Centurion area. So the restaurant has launched on very well-known and loved premises, which was previously occupied for 21 years by the legendary Firkin pub. And the old pub has been given a very exciting beer house makeover. And doors have opened to the public this last Friday. And they've got 30 taps, 99 bottles of beer. Yes, indeed, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. And handcrafted food. Beer House is a concept that was forged in the mind of an entrepreneur called Randolph Jorberg, with a mission to provide an inclusive, unique experience characterized by signature decor and a very large curated library of beer and complimentary food. So there is some nibbles, and then obviously there's a menu that you can order off. As I said, there's 99 bottles of beer and they're literally on the wall. It's quite funny, with 30 taps with local and international beers, and then there's also wine and spirits and non-alcoholic items, etc., etc. And you can check them out. They the new venue in Centurion is the LoGuardia building, which is on the corner of Embankment Road and Hendrik Verwoerd Drive in Centurion. You can give them a call on 012-663-1211, or you can visit their website, beerhouse.co.za/Centurion. That's rather cool. Now, don't forget, Nickelodeon is heading to Sandton City, and that's actually opening this Friday, the 9th. There's three shows that are going to be on over the course of the next few weeks, running up until the 24th of December. Paw Patrol opens this week, December the 9th, which features Paw Patrol favorites Ryder, Chase, Marshall, Sky, and Rubble, who are going to entertain youngsters in a live stage show. And then from the 14th to the 18th, Kate and Pablo from Dora and Friends are in town. And then last but not least, from December the 19th to the 24th, the Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Raphael from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are going to be in action. So that's really, really cool. So there's three shows. So you can actually, if you need to go 3 weeks in a row, you can actually take the kids to a different show each week, which is kind of cool. It is taking place at Sandton City Children's Fest of Wonderland, which is in the Checkers Court in Sandton City. As I said, from the 9th, that's this Friday, to the 24th of December. And the show times are at 10, 1, 4, and 6. They are absolutely free to attend. And there are also three daily meet and greet sessions where youngsters can say hello to their favorite TV character. There's also a Lego pit. There's a train. There's loads of fun things to do. So if you're in and around Sandton City and you've got to do a spot of shopping, drop off the Kiddywinkles in the Checkers Court and go and do your shopping while they have some fun with the Nickelodeon Entertainment Squad. Yay. So if you feel like helping somebody a little less fortunate this festive season, Cresta Shopping Centre certainly needs your help. They are calling on the public to help in their Share the Magic of the festive season by helping to donate over 800 Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse plush toys to kids who call their SOS Children's Villages their home. So the initiative, which is a collab with the Walt Disney Company in Africa, saw the center light up their giant 7 meter tall magical toy tree in the entertainment court last week, which will be running until Christmas Eve. And basically what you need to do is head on over to the big tree, and all you have to do is select a name tag of a child, and there's a minimum donation of 50 Rand, and in that way they will be given a plush Minnie or Mickey Mouse toy on Christmas Day, which is kind of pretty awesome if you think about it. So you can personalize your gift by writing a Christmas wish on it, and then you can hang it on the donation tree. And on Thursday night last week when they opened, they actually raised 4,700 Rand straight off towards the initiative. So if you are in and around Cresta Mall, do go and check out the Christmas tree. Excuse me, frogs in my throat. Do go and check out the Christmas tree and make sure that you donate so that somebody a little less fortunate can have a little more of a happy Christmas this year. That's taking place at Cresta Mall. Recently, I popped into a brand new liquor store called Proof Liquors, who have actually just opened up in Park Corner on the corner of Bolton Road and Jan Smuts. They're actually right next to the Bolton Road Collection. And they are a rather cool artisanal liquor store. They've recently just opened, and they are moving away from the mainstream bottle store concept. They believe in not being told what to drink and what tastes good and what doesn't, but actually making up your own mind. And they have a variety of spirits and beers that they source locally and internationally to bring you the top of the range. So you're not going to find any Bacardi Breezes here. You're not going to find any Smirnoff Spins. You're going to find artisanal gins, whiskies, vodkas, and of course, beer. So the store, Proof, is owned by two friends, Dylan and Travis. And the concept is really, really simple. Top quality brands, individually sourced from around the world. And like I said, whiskey or gin, the shelves are stocked with only the very, very best. I was lucky enough to catch up with Dylan and Travis and chat to them a little bit more about what Proof is all about and what you guys can expect when you head through there. So have a little listen.
Well, this is a concept store that we came up with a couple of years ago, and we finally found a site where we can put in this artisanal liquor store where you can find products that are not necessarily available
mainstream
stores. We really like have handpicked all the brands that we put in the store. That's why it's quite sparse. It's not like a
quality versus quantity, right? Exactly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's basically the concept and what we're trying to bring something different to the consumer.
And how long have you guys been at this? Like, how long did it, was it an overnight, like, let's put up a store?
It's a very simple there. The proof is in the first sip.
Okay.
So this is the first sip.
Okay.
This is the first store. So
okay.
We thought we'd have a go at it. We've been involved in the liquor industry for some time.
Okay.
But this is what we would ultimately term vertical integration. It was okay. The next best thing, and we figured that the market was ready for it.
So wine, beer, what else?
Mostly focused in and around your fine liquors, not necessarily the wine side of it. We do have a supply of wine, but ultimately we're looking at everything. We have a huge selection of craft beer. We have a really large selection of your harder liquors, if you will, And then, of course, some wines, tequilas, mezcals, everything. Even including that, a portable growler station where you get a little 2-liter bottle, you come, you fill it up here, and you take it away. So no longer a need for a 6-pack at a party.
Okay, fantastic. Just take a beer with you.
I'll take it with you.
And where can everybody find you, get hold of you, opening
so
times?
So we're on, we're currently developing our commerce site, but our current site is proofliquors.co.za. We're on Instagram, proofliquors, and Facebook as well.
Okay, and what times do you open? Is it Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Sunday, from about 10 until 6.
Great catching up with Dylan and Travis from Proof Liquors. So if you are in and around the Rosebank area, do pop in at Park Corner on the corner of Bolton Road and Jan Smuts and go check them out and go pick up your freshly brewed beer or some awesome spirits to enjoy. So I'm actually quite excited. I've been a Standard Bank customer since Bob Bank was a thing, okay? So now I'm giving away my age here, but at least 30 years I have been a Standard Bank client. And I am really excited that they have just opened the doors to one of the first of three super cool lounges for domestic travelers at OR Tambo Airport. And there are two more set to open in mid-December, just in time for the festive season. So Standard Bank recognized that there is a need to service their customers, especially while they're traveling. So the lounge, there's three lounges. The first one is called the Connection Hub. That is the entry-level lounge, which is available to non-carded and even non-Standard Bank customers. That's going to be opening in mid-December and will be open to all domestic travelers moving through departures, irrespective of who they bank with and what sort of card they have. It'll have access to high-speed Wi-Fi and PowerPoints so that last few urgent tasks can be dealt with. You can charge your phone, whatnot. Then open to all wealth and investment, signature banking, family banking, private banking, and professional banking customers. The second lounge, which opened at the beginning of this month, Cafe Blue, is an option for customers looking to sit and enjoy a snack or a beverage before the flight. The hostess and baristas will make sure that everything, be it a short stay, is satisfying and fulfilling. And again, you'll have chance to work and everything. And there will be refreshments available at no cost. So it's kind of like any sort of airline lounge, but now it's open to Standard Bank customers. And then the last one that's also open to you in mid-December is the Premium Library Lounge, which is open to Standard Bank Wealth and Investment, Signature Banking, and Family Banking clients. And this is a very upmarket environment, which is the first airport lounge facility of its type and blends very high quality food and hospitality with premium beverages. And guests will be able to relax and enjoy the highest levels of comforts or even get a chance to read a book or a magazine as they wait for their flight. So this is really cool. So if you are traveling this festive season and you are heading through domestic departures at OR Tambo and you are a Standard Bank customer, do pop in to the already open Cafe Blue or keep an eye out for the Connection Hub or the library as well, that you can pop in and go and have something to eat and drink and rest and put your feet up before you get on your flight. So that's really cool. Just a reminder, coming up this weekend, Saturday the 10th of December, two shows only, Born to Perform is back with their Gala Concert 2016, which is taking place at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City. The performances are 2 p.m. and 7:30 in the evening. I'm quite excited. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Graham Watkins Project is going to be there. Loisa Gajana is going to be singing. Louise Carver and Ard Matthews are going to be performing their Just Ginger hit, Shallow Waters. It is going to be absolutely fantastic. And there's a whole host of young up-and-coming talent that's going to be hitting your stage. Ashlyn Gray, Isabella Jane, and her very cool sidekick, Rosie, are going to be emceeing for the two performances. So please do make sure that you have got your hands on your tickets. Bring the kids along. It is going to be absolutely fantastical. So like I said, the Born to Perform Gala Concert is on stage for two shows only at the Lyric at Gold Reef Theatre this Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7:30. Your tickets range from 180 to 220 rand and can be booked online at goldreefcity.co.za, or you can also give the Lyric Theatre box office a call on 011-248-5000, or they are also available on CompuTicket. And of course, there are discounts for group bookings, and Tsohosan card holders also get a discount off their bookings. So we look forward to seeing you there on Saturday. It's going to be really awesome. Don't forget, one of my favorite bistros, Bistro Michelle, is still running their crazy half-price special on all cocktails when you order one of their famous and very tasty burgers for either lunch or dinner. The promotion is running until Friday, the 16th of December, and Bistro Michelle is at the Bluebird Shopping Center just off Corlett Drive in Burnham. Give them a call, 011-440-0769. And last but not least, don't forget, Cirque LOI is still on the go at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. They'll be running until the 24th of December. Tickets range from 150 to 450 Rand, and there are no shows on Monday. Check out CompuTicket now. Do not miss out on this absolutely fantastic human circus, because there's no animals involved. Human circus, spectacular. I would go again. And I was absolutely, yeah, it's just absolutely fantastic. And well done to both of my ticket winners, Charlene Naransamy and Joanne McGregor, on winning their double sets of tickets. I believe they're actually going through tonight to go and see the show. So enjoy, guys. And if you didn't get tickets or you haven't got your tickets yet, make sure that you do get your Cirque LOI ID tickets on CompuTicket. Guys, it's time for me to love and leave you. A busy day ahead waits, so I'm going to crack on with that. But it has been absolutely fantastic hanging out with all of you again. Please do interact with me. I'm available on social media, Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, Facebook, also Heather L. Hook, and my website, heatherhook.com. If there's an event going on in and around your neighborhood or something that you think that I need to know about and you'd like me to share with other people, please do drop me an email, heather@heatherhook.com. And a little bit later this week, I'm going to be launching another spectacular competition to win tickets with Haagen-Dazs ice cream, this time in Durban for a music festival. So I look forward to sharing that with you a little bit later this week. Guys, have a beautiful day, and I will chat to you super soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.